AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Another headache for the Secret Service. The agency has placed a high-ranking supervisor on administrative leave and suspended the supervisor's security clearance after what it calls, quote, allegations of misconduct and potential criminal activity. The brother of the black motorist who was shot to death by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina, believes his brother was shot dead while trying to escape the officer's taser.
I believe he was running away because he was being tased. He didn't want to be tased anymore. That's what it looked like to me.
Faden Santana, the bystander who videoed the fatal shooting with his cell phone, agrees with Andrew Scott. An independent investigation will be launched into the hanging death of a black man in Mississippi. AP correspondent Emily Wagster Pettis reports Otis Byrd's family is hiring independent investigators.
Attorneys in Jackson, Mississippi have been hired by the family of Otis Byrd to conduct their own investigation into his death. Mr. Byrd was found hanging from a tree near Port Gibson, Mississippi on March 19th. The FBI has been looking into this but has not yet publicly released autopsy results.
California Governor Jerry Brown says state regulators have drafted plans to show how each community is going to deal with an historic drought.
The key challenge here, aside from getting the water, is to be able to collaborate together and not try to blame other people and point fingers.
CBS newsman Bob Schieffer is retiring this summer. The 78-year-old host of Face the Nation made the announcement tonight at the Schieffer College of Communication at Texas Christian University, his alma mater. The Emperor of Japan is visiting a remote Pacific island to pray for 10,000 Japanese and 1,700 Americans who died during World War II on Peleliu. This is AP Radio News. After Stan Freberg died yesterday, AP correspondent Warren Levinson listened to a nearly 30-year-old interview with the groundbreaking satirist.
Stan Freberg was a hero to voice actors, satirists, makers of funny commercials, and schoolteachers for his historical comedy albums, Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America. For decades, the story went only up to the Revolution. The rest was tied up by the late Broadway producer David Merrick, who wanted to make a stage show out of it. Ultimately, they parted over creative differences.
Among the things Mr. Merrick said to me was, take Lincoln out of the Civil War. He doesn't work.
35 years after the first record, Freberg brought the story up to World War I. Stan Freberg died Tuesday at a Santa Monica hospital. He was 88. Warren Levinson, New York.
Joel Spira, the inventor who gave the world dimmer switches for its lights, died of natural causes today in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. He was 88. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.